This week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. After a frustrating overtime loss in New York, the Jaguars are on to Pittsburgh. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at the Steelers' ground game.
You be watching this on Sundays? That's good.
And the Jags help kids walk to school. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Obviously, the first quarter we tied and had some opportunities to win it. And, that's not the direction that we want to be headed. So, now it's into the second quarter, and our goal is to win the second quarter.
2-2 through four games for Doug Marrone's football team. There were a lot of what-ifs last week, and they're trying to figure out a few things heading into week five. And welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. JP Shadrick with you. Yeah, 2-2, but oh so close to 3-1. But on the bright side, this Jags football team is tied for first place in the AFC South heading into Pittsburgh. Let's take a look at the last week around the Jaguars. An exciting game, but mistakes and lack of execution led to a loss in the Big Apple.
Just ignore the outside noise, just focus on our weaknesses, see how we can get better, take it a day at a time, and the mindset and practice, and just taking it one week at a time.
Consistency is the buzzword this week after both the offense and defense struggled to find it in week four.
When you're trying to search for that consistency, it's about always paying great attention to detail, taking it one play at a time. And so, that's what we're preaching, and that's what, we have to do moving forward.
Now the toughest test yet, facing a favorite year after year in the AFC and their house.
I've always had a lot of respect for the coaching staff and the players, I've had the pleasure of, playing against them a couple of times, and every time, I always bring my A game because I know they're going to bring theirs.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier and Subway Sandwiches. Many Subway Sandwich shops are locally owned by people in your neighborhood, and when you visit, you help their business. That helps the community get stronger one bite at a time. We'll get more on the Steelers coming up here, guys. But there's this buzzword going around this week, consistency. The Jaguars have been consistently inconsistent so far. How do you get out of that?
Well, I'm not sure this is the week to strive for consistency. The Steelers are a tough matchup. I think the way this team has to do it is to figure out a way to get ahead early, to have the defense take over the way they have. If they're going to be consistent, it has to be with that formula, because I'm not sure they're going to find offensive consistency right now.
Well, I asked 5-6 players in the locker room yesterday to define consistency, to tell me how you get there, and they all came up with different answers. But as well as I do.
They were inconsistent.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about it like that, but they were. Okay. It has more to do with the overall culture in the building and the accountability that comes with doing the same thing every day, the routine, guys playing to their performance, to their potential every week, doing the same thing in the meeting rooms, in the weight room, and sleep, and all that nine. Those 10 yards that you got to get, but I don't have an answer for you. I just talked for, 35, 40 seconds?
Yeah.
It's kind of like being in the locker room yesterday.
That's consistent as well, from Brian Sexton, for sure. Offensive topic this week, the play of running back Leonard Fournette. He touched the ball 28 times last week. Fans want him to touch it 80 times a game. That's impossible to do, though.
Yeah.
How do you get it to him more?
Well, I don't know that you need to give it to him more. It's just perhaps giving it to him in different situations than they have been. Whether it's on the goal line, whether it's earlier in the game, later in the game. The 24 to 28 touches a game seems to be about right. 25 probably being right there in the middle. So if you didn't get it to him on the goal line last week, well, then maybe you got to find a way to get it to him on the goal line last week. It's about where he gets it. I think how many times he's got it is perfect.
You know, it would be awesome? 2 Leonard Fournettes. That way you could give it to him all the times he needed to. And I say that meaning when you're watching this team right now, there's very few situations where you don't want Leonard Fournette to have the ball. So that's their problem. Do you give it to him late in drives? Well, if you do that, then maybe you're not effective early in drives, vice versa. So I think they're in a bind. I'm not sure you can give it to him very much more and expect him to be as effective when he gets it as he already has been. So I think it's tough.
I think they hope they had 2 Leonard Fournettes. Chris Ivory could fill that role, but they're different runners.
They are
big bodies, but different runners.
And on the other side last week, the other team ran a lot. There were 3 big plays in that game that totaled 177 yards on the ground, but they've got to clean it up on defense this week.
Well, and it's tough because Le'Veon Bell, I talked to Tashaun Gibson, who's played him, I think, 4 times in Cleveland. This is what this guy does. He finds gaps. You have to stay gap sound, which they didn't do against New York. Much tougher task this week. I think they do it because usually when you see a gap control defense give a lot of big plays, they fix it the next week. They need to.
I think Le'Veon Bell could have, 100, 115 yards, and the Jags would still feel good about it. I think they'll fix the defense this week because that's been their primary focus, and they've got the guys, if they stay in their gaps, good tackling linebackers to be able to make the play.
More on the Steelers coming up. There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marone for a look at the unique Steelers run game. Plus, we catch up with defensive tackle Malik Jackson in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week we're asking the guys, beach or mountains?
If I had one vacation spot, I would go to the mountains, man. Just to see the entire world from the top of it would be something amazing to see.
I'd say the mountains. I've been to the beach plenty of times, just one down the street from here, so I would like to switch it up and probably just go to the mountains to see how it is, just to hike and stuff like that.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Beach, hands down, because I've always been in the cold, living in the Midwest. It's a lot colder, so I wouldn't want to go anywhere cold.
I'd probably go to the beach. I mean, I grew up in the Appalachian Mountains, so I'm kind of used to that, so I'd rather go summer, sunny, and warm.
That's a tough one. I would have to say mountains, just because I feel like you can go to the beach pretty much anywhere nowadays, and there's a select few spots where the mountains are pretty awesome, and, it's kind of secluded, so I'd just say mountains.
I'm from Southern California, so I was at the beach almost every weekend, and that would be definitely my vacation spot.
I'll go to the beach. I'm a big water guy. It's very peaceful to me.
I've been a beach boy all my life, so I think I would have to choose the mountains.
I've been to the beach plenty of times, so I think that if I had to go right now, I'd go to the mountains. I love the scenery of the mountains. I love all the activities and recreational stuff you can do in the mountains.
Stay kids! You wouldn't happen to have a cup of warm water, would you?
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
We just said it! That's over 100 and some yards rush. For what? Because we don't want to get in that gap. Let's go! You got one! You got one! You got one! Let's go!
That's about as emotional as you'll see Telvin Smith on the sideline. They gave up 256 on the ground last week, but 177 on only three carries. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. This week, the Jags have their best test yet. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a great quarterback, of course, a great wide receiver, but a unique style running back. And Jeff Lagerman has more in the film room with head coach Doug Marone, and their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you guys have a tremendous challenge this week. Their running back, Le'Veon Bell, held out, okay, but now he's back and it looks like he's starting to find a stride.
Well, absolutely. I think he came back in the first couple of games and just getting a feel, and then I think right now they're back to, he had 35 carries the other day, so he's pretty much in midseason form, so we're going to get him, at the top of his game right now.
And he's a unique runner. Patient, he's got the jump cut, the whatever you want to call it, an all-around back.
He is an all-around back. You can see his patience, he can see the hole, he can sift his way through it, and then obviously you can see some explosion here at the end. And again, he's someone that you have to wrap up and tackle. He's a big back, carries the ball well, great ball security, but he's also outstanding out of the backfield catching the football.
And I think he does a great job at setting up blocks. I think that may be the best thing that he does.
I think when people talk about patience from a back, I think that's what they're talking about. They're talking about he's patient enough to set the blocks up, to let the blocks occur, all right, and then make the cut.
Here's a 2nd and 7, and boy, what a run. Perfect example, that little jump cut right there.
Right there, exactly. They're in a man scheme, they're blocking it down. You can see the acceleration coming across the ball. And then obviously he sees the hole and then obviously makes the one cut and gets in the second level.
You know, and a lot of people think that because a lot of times he kind of gets a little loose with the ball, but boy, he doesn't fumble the ball.
No, he's a big back, and you can see here, as soon as he feels contact, he'll double in trouble. He'll bring that other hand around and tuck that ball away.
And here's him out of the backfield because a lot of people probably don't respect him as a receiver, but boy, he's just as good out of the backfield as he is with getting a handoff.
Well, I can tell you this, we respect the heck out of him out of the backfield. You know, he's in zone coverage and things of that nature, he can get the ball underneath, and again, you know, now all of a sudden you got to tackle a big back in space.
You know, I've heard a lot of people talk about when you talk about running backs, tackling plans. You got to have a tackling plan that has to include getting a lot of bodies on.
Absolutely. We want to get population to the football on him. We want to get as many people in there, you know, and making sure that we secure these tackles.
Population of the football. I like that. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, guys. It's time to get into the car each week with Malik Jackson, the Jaguars defensive tackle in Jackson 5.
Welcome to the Jackson 5 this week. Today we have a very special guest and the great LSU's finest, Leonard Fournette. I know today we're usually in the car, guys, but I have to chase Leonard down. He's fast, and we're able to get him out here in this beautiful day, so please bear with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for coming, Big Golf.
Yeah.
First question I want to ask you, you're a first-round pick. How'd that feel being a first-round pick to a team?
I'm one of the first guys in my family to be drafted in the NFL, so it was a great experience, not just for me, but for my family, getting to see my kids there. Mm-hmm. My mother and my father, all their hard work paid off as a kid, raised me up, so it was a very proud moment. It's something I cherish forever.
That's what's up, man. I remember when I signed, a little different than you. Yeah, you came out first round, but all the same.
Yeah.
You said you brought your kids. Was that something you wanted to do, or is that like
definitely, man. I wanted them to experience that, even though they're young. But it's never too young to experience things like that because it only comes around once in a lifetime.
Facts. You gotta share your experiences with people. I think they really cherish that. So now, you signed your deal and everything, and we started playing a few games. You got your first check.
Yeah.
How'd that feel? What was the first thing you bought? Were you excited?
It felt great, man. The first thing I brought, when I signed and stuff, I brought my mom, my dad a car.
That's what's up.
Showing my appreciation, man. So in a couple more years, come down the line, I'm buying my first house, me paying for everything.
Yep.
Never have to work no more, worrying about bills. So that's one of the biggest things I focus on with my family.
That's what's up, man. I think that's what a man does. You take care of your family. I just bought my mom a house, and it's definitely an awesome experience.
Yeah.
Next question. Your first touchdown, how'd that feel?
It felt good just to say I'm in here, my first NFL touchdown. It was to me, I still have my first NFL ball touchdown, against Houston, and it was a great experience, man, and we have plenty more to go for.
Facts. Now, you've had, how many touchdowns, three or four?
Four.
Four touchdowns, and each touchdown has a different dance.
Yeah.
Do you make up new dances every week, or is it just something that just comes to your head?
No, as an offense, man, we come together and say what we're going to do together. So it's kind of everything is pre-recorded in our minds, and we just go forward when we score.
That's what's up. Defense got to get on that same page. We got to put some extra hours in after work,
get together,
do our spirit fingers and stuff like that.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub, and the Jags get up early to help local kids walk to school.
He drops the throw. It is a blitz. Now he scrambles out to his left. He's being tracked down. It's getting his sack. A terrific catch by Barry Church. He blitzed and he ran him down from behind.
Safety Barry Church wired for sound last week in New York. You can check out the full mic'd up segment each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. It's time to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. This week, Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony, they're going to get you fueled up for the road trip.
Welcome to Game Day Grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We're here at Dreamfinders Home Model, which is in Longfield Preserve. It's a natural gas community. I'm here with Chef Tony from Publix, and it smells good already. What have we got going on?
Today we're going to take a different direction. We're really going to go super healthy. Not quite raw food, but still something
fresh
is what we're after. So we're going to do a primavera dish. And
me an education. What does primavera mean?
Primavera is spring, right? Spring vegetable, something that's fresh. So let's turn back to the wok. We're going to do this in our wok today. Put it in. So in here, we're going to go ahead and put in peppers, onions, Italian seasoning, garlic, and carrots. I'm going to have you give that a little quick stir. Now, what we're looking is just to saute it up a little bit. We like the wok as this natural gas comes up the side, heats the whole wok up. We have grapeseed oil in there, high heat so it can really take what's happening. And we're just a little bit of softness. We're starting to see the onion sweat here. And we want to keep that crunch to it. We want that al dente to this dish because that's really that signifier of fresh.
You know what's so fun is that I always associate the wok with Asian cooking. And I think it's so great to be doing this Italian meal in a wok.
Well, you know, what you find, the difference between stir fry and saute is the pan. Even if saute means to jump, right? So even in classic cuisine, we are high heat, moving things around in the pan. That's natural for stir fry with the slopes of what's going on. Now you see I've added our yellow squash in. It doesn't take quite as long to cook. I've added some tomatoes that have been half. They'll start to give us a little bit of liquid. I'm gonna go ahead and put a little veg broth in here as well. Now we're gonna create some steam. This will start to soften it up too. And this is normally where you would throw in some pasta. Look at this. Zucchini pasta today.
Oh, so fresh. So, right? I love this recipe.
We'll finish this primavera off once it's done with a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And there we go, vegetable primavera.
Beautiful.
For the pasta primavera recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, visit peoplesguest.com/cooking. Defensive tackle Sheldon Day got up early on the off day this week to help kids walk to school. Ashlyn Sullivan has more in this Baptist Health Beat.
Hey, everybody. Oh, man, not morning people.
The Jaguars partnered with the Florida Department of Transportation Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow campaign for International Walk to School Day, teaching kids the health benefits of walking in class as well as getting there safely.
Hold on, one more time. Let me see what you got. Okay.
Jaguars defensive tackle Sheldon Day arrived bright and early at Lovelace Park to walk Greenfield Elementary students to class. Sheldon believes walking to school safely is something every kid should not take for granted.
Growing up, I never got to walk to school because of different type of dangers, but I always learned how to walk to school. So look when you cross both ways, make sure that you stop on red lights and make sure nobody's kind of running through them. And then Stranger Danger, that was a big thing when I was growing up.
Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow's campaign says safety doesn't happen by accident. Florida Department of Transportation Coordinator Derek Dixon's biggest advice he can give is to be aware of your surroundings.
So usually when you're walking on sidewalks and you're crossing driveways, you want to look left and right. That's not something that's really talked about a lot. It's always talking about, you know, crossing intersections, but also you have to be very concerned when you're crossing driveways because cars do pull out of driveways in and out.
Give me another high five. Have a good day,
Deanna, okay? Even though today is International Walk to School Day, the Jaguars want these kids to walk safe every day. For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Thanks, Ashlyn. Up next, the six-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steelers. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
It's a tough place to play. It's going to be a challenge. I've never been there personally, so it'll be a first for me, a first for some of the guys in the locker room. So what to be good and communicating and, you know, handling the crowd noise, because I'm sure it'll be loud.
Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. And, yes, it's always tough to go on the road to Pittsburgh and Heinz Field. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. That's exactly what the Jags are doing this week, facing a Pittsburgh team that's 3-1. You know, it's a 2-2 Jags team, but this is easily the toughest task they've had yet.
Without question, you're on the road against a team that thinks it has a chance at the Super Bowl. Steelers haven't played well yet, according to their standard, but they started to play well in Baltimore last week. They feel like they're hitting a stride. So out of all the games on the schedule, especially in the first half, to me, this is the one where they're up against it.
John, you remember 98. Jags won the division. It was the first of their two division titles. And they went in there the better team. And they were playing pretty well. And then, boom, Steelers created two turnovers. Dwayne Washington took two interceptions back for touchdowns, and the game was over. That's what they have to be careful of. The Steelers' defense, no matter who's playing where, is set up to create turnovers, and they bring so much pressure and create so much confusion. Blake Bortles has to have his head on a swivel. He's got to be ready to make the smart throw this week. Otherwise, the game gets away from him like that.
And they're back to doing that. This is a better Steelers defense in the last couple of years.
As Doug Marrone said, the names change, but the results a lot of times stay the same on defense in Pittsburgh. On the other side, Le'Veon Bell came out of a shell last week. You know, he missed some time early. He was holding out. He came late. He had the groin issue. But he looked great last week. A couple of touchdowns, and he's back. He's a big part of the Steelers' attack.
He is. He's so incredibly patient, which means that everyone has to get in their gap, which is what we've heard all week, and stay in their gap. You can't start thinking, oh, there he is. I've got to go over there because he's a cutback runner. He can find a hole. Do your job and keep doing your job with this guy.
Well, what he also gives them is balance. He's also very good as a receiver, which means they don't have to take him off the field and allows him to stay in there, no huddle. he's the key. Even, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is obviously the key. And Ben's got to play better. He has not played as well as they expect him to up there yet, but they think that'll happen. Beyond that, Bell's the guy that makes this offense go.
We've heard on the other side quickly here, guys, Fournette's, you know, the part of this offense, a big part of this offense. But they're still trying to find a replacement for Allen Robinson. Get something down the field. How do they do that?
I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, maybe Jalen Strong. I mean, they need that big guy down the field that can win a jump ball. Yeah. But you don't find replacements for Allen Robinson on the waiver wire.
Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns, and Keelan Cole, there's a reason these guys are receivers. They need to get more than 70, which they got last week.
Good test this week. The Jaguars and the Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field in Week 5. And we'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.